Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto and welcome to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Hopefully everybody's doing good and we gotta do what we gotta do. So I am back with another album review, and this time we're taking it to South Africa.
The latest African album review is...
Zamega has been a household name in the South African music industry for the last 3 to 4 years, and for good reason. That being said, her latest project, Drum Queen 90s, is actually her first EP. I've wanted to review this project for months now. Actually, I think going back to 2019. And now that it's here, I am doing this because it got released, on the 23rd of October 2020, which is not too long ago. Drum Queen 90s EP has 8 tracks, 45-minute runtime, 4 features, and multiple producer placements. The Drum Queen 90s EP cover sees Zamega's face being front and center with some colorful illuminated graphics. In the background, you get blue, purple, and pink-colored musical notes floating in the space to signify that this project is all about those notes that carry the music. She's got the voice after all. There is something playful about this cover, which is quite inviting.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
All My Love features a familiar sound, the log bass or gong bass that was prominent with Kwaito music. The vocals remind you of 90s dance, a house sound that takes you back to some wonderful memories of South African parties of the mid-2000s. What you get is an eclectic electro house fusion that strikes a chord instantly. Lyrically, you'll be in your feels as Zamega professes her undying love for that one person. Nice. I think Been Through It All was the first single from this EP to be released, and Zamega talks about her journey to get to this point, detailing how she had to overcome adversity to see herself through some trying times. So I think this is probably one of her most important songs of the EP because it's quite personal. I'd say Take Me Back alongside Afro Brothers could be the song of the album. The beat here is dangerous and blends wonderfully with Zamega's almost whisper-like chords. The way she drags her notes with that whisper is phenomenal. You just have to hear this. What I also love about Take Me Back is the message, where she says she doesn't forget where she's from, and she gives more verse here than other songs, which I also appreciated because, again, she has the voice for it. Pagama might be a close second in competing for that top spot. With strong house music bass lines that you would appreciate even more if that genre is something you've always enjoyed. The smooth vocal and the hardcore beat just balance each other, and I mean, that style is still unrivaled in my opinion. Dear Life, which Zamega did with Brood Souls, starts off with a deep kick and a raking melody. And the lady comes in with a beautiful vocal where she is at her undeniable best. I'll describe this as a tribal house vibe. That is a long tail vocal with that reverb echoing in your ear to fill the space. The whole song is capable of taking you away from the real world and really feeling what Zamega is singing about. It was also great to have songs like Genzenjani, where she went local with the delivery and taking a bit of a step away from the English. The guitar on this song is worthy of applause, and you have to hear it to understand what I mean. And of course, do check us out on motomotomusic.com. If you visit that website, top right hand corner, there's a PayPal icon. Hey, why not, drop a little something, I don't know. $1,000, $10,000. I could use that right now to keep this podcast going. So, yeah, thanks.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The themes on Drum Queen 90s are centered around love and relationships, having a good time, and the journey of life. There's a lot to love about Drum Queen 90s. From the first day I first heard Zomega on a record, which was Kikiriki 4 years ago, I had no doubt that she was going to be a star and someone to give us amazing music. To get a body of work from her is a welcome development. She probably got tired of me tweeting her, when is the EP coming out, all the time, because yeah, I kept asking and she said soon. But hey, now it's out. Zomega is one of the best vocalists on the continent, and even better as a house vocalist, she's definitely top 5 in my opinion. The mixing and mastering on Drum Queen 90s were absolutely stellar. Zomega has such a unique voice. It needs a delicate touch to truly bring out more than the talent, because she's got plenty of it. Not every engineer will be able to do what I heard on the Drum Queen 90s EP, so shout out to the team for that. It was the attention to detail for me. You know when thought is given to every line, every ad-lib and backing vocal, to put that right effect on it when necessary, creating seamless transitions between a reverberating vocal tail and a space-filling sweep. I had to listen to this EP multiple times to find new things on different songs each time. This body of work is peak musicality for this lane of music. I would love to see more appreciation for it, as well as more marketing to get it far and wide. For a project that was delayed for a number of months, I think the final product was indeed excellent and a testament to the level of work Zomega prides herself on. It was worth the wait.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
What I would like to see more of is collaborations with bigger acts across Africa. I think if Zomega does that, she definitely is much, much bigger than what South Africa has to offer. So she can easily go international. But that will only happen with more eyes on her work. Drum Queen 90s EP is a no-skips project for me. As much as there are standout tracks such as Been Through It All, All My Love, Pagama, Beautiful, and Take Me Back, this is based far more on my own preference of songs as a fan of music. Otherwise, the entire EP is of such a high standard, guaranteed. I can confidently say that Drum Queen 90s EP is not what I expected, but in a good way. It surprised me on so many levels. Zomega is here to stay, and this EP proves that beyond a shadow of doubt. She's the one. I recommend this to anyone who enjoys a good house vibe with smooth vocals, and give it a try if you also enjoy genres such as Gom and Amapiano. It could be a vibe for you. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.